This is CPR News. I'm Matt Bloom. Aurora has joined a growing list of governments in banning TikTok on all city devices or networks. CPR's Tony Gorman reports City Council approved the ban due to concerns over data security and privacy.
TikTok, which is owned by a Chinese company, has been the focus of U.S. congressional hearings this month in an FBI investigation, as well as bans by university campuses and city governments across the country. The app is already not allowed on U.S. federal government devices and networks. Aurora City Council member Dustin Zavonik says the popular social media video app poses a threat to American security.
The difference between TikTok and a lot of the other applications that have access to our data is the potential influence of the Chinese government and their willingness to use these types of platforms for nefarious reasons to spy on American citizens.
Use of other apps developed by Chinese-based ByteDance are also banned, including WeChat. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
Elk and deer are struggling to find food under a record amount of Colorado snow this winter. Rachel Gonzalez with Colorado Parks and Wildlife says that's leading to a winter die-off.
It's sad right now, and you know, it feels like there's a lot of death. Again, there's that silver lining. You know, we're getting much-needed moisture that we haven't seen in quite a while.
Colorado Parks and Wildlife says the die-off could also lead to significant cuts to fall hunting licenses. Elk licenses in the Moffat County region are among the most coveted in all of Colorado. This is CPR News and KRCC.